Now, CSIRO, what are they doing amid this excitement? In the past 2 years, they've let go 1,300 staff. That's 300 this year so far. And there are fears this week expressed for the future of CSIRO in the north of Australia. But the leadership is still talking of innovation. Here's a report by Paddy Manning.
And so with a somewhat heavy heart, the recipient of the 2014 Ben Spoon Award is Dr. Larry Marshall, soon to be head of the CSIRO.
There's a number of tricks when people douse for water. And I can tell you, I've seen people do this with close to 80% accuracy. No idea how they do it. But when I see that as a scientist, it makes me question, is there instrumentality that we could create that would enable a machine to find that water?
CSIRO's boss, Dr. Larry Marshall, was the surprise winner of the 2014 Bent Spoon with his out-there theory about water divining. Diviners have used everything from forked sticks, bent wire and coat hangers, dangling cricket balls and even small children to detect water. Anyone who can defy science and find water gets a $100,000 prize. Australian Skeptic spokesman Tim Mendham.
These guys are genuine. The people who apply for it, we have no doubt that the diviners, dowsers we see, really believe that they can do what they do. It's just that when you put them to the test, they can't do it under scientific conditions. They can do it in the field, perhaps. There might be other reasons rather than the sticks they're using or their sensitivity to gravitational waves or anything else that Larry Marshall suggested. The things he suggested were pseudoscientific.
A year and a half later, I asked Dr. Marshall whether CSIRO had made any progress. I was surprised at the answer. Did also want to ask about the, you know, because you got the Bent Spoon Award from Australian Skeptics.
I shouldn't laugh, should I?
No, but it was treated as a joke at the time. But I did want to ask, have you actually commissioned any research or asked the question, as you originally said, about whether or not CSIRO should be perhaps as part of the Blue Sky investment project?
Yeah, and it's definitely been shown that I've said things badly. But what I was trying to really say was, when you look at the extent to which farmers go to find water, wouldn't it be great if we had a technology that could do that for them, just find it? And God bless them. The folks in Land and Water in West Australia actually set up a little demo for me. And they literally put a copper loop on the ground and they pulsed it and they were able to show detection of water down to about 80 metres. It's a very, very innovative organisation. Yeah. Now, it's not something you could walk around in your hand. It's a bunch of equipment. I was so impressed that they took that challenge and sort of skunk works something together to show that it really could be done. I guess there's the Northern Australia development. Water is one of the big problems. So I've definitely posed the question back to them, is this something that would be a really useful tool? And they're thinking about it.
The copper loop Dr. Marshall saw used a technology called nuclear magnetic resonance, or NMR, which works on the same principle as an MRI scan. On a scratchy phone line from Scandinavia, I spoke with Tim Munday, who is principal research scientist at CSIRO's Minerals Division in Perth, which put on that demonstration for Dr. Marshall.
It's a technology called nuclear magnetic resonance. All we're doing is exciting some small particles, and indeed the molecules of water. So we excite them with an electromagnetic current, and then when we switch off the current, these molecules settle back into a normal state of non-excitement, if you like. In that settling process, they give off a very small signal, which we can detect with a receiver, which is again this coil that's on the surface, and that tells us how far down the groundwater is.
And might that be, in the end, something like what Larry Marshall was imagining, which is something that a farmer could walk around and hold in his hand and detect water with?
In the long term, maybe. If our technologies get better, yes, that would be the vision. That's the sort of vision that I think Larry was promulgating.
But what Dr. Marshall was shown by the CSIRO scientists was not water divining. That's according to retired scientist Ian Bryce, who's the coordinator of Australian Skeptics' $100,000 challenge. Okay, so Larry Marshall keeps his Bent Spoon Award.
He does indeed, yes. He came out specifically in defence of dowsing, which is a farmer walking around with a rod. And if you've seen them in action, they'll sometimes point to the ground, one cowpat or one tussock of grass, and say there's an underground stream going across there, and a metre further on, there's no water here. Well, that's got nothing to do with reality because, of course, water flows through aquifers, which is layers of permeable soil, porous soil. And so typically the aquifers are tens or hundreds of metres wide. And that's what this equipment finds. It doesn't locate a water stream down to a tussock of grass. It says that in this field, maybe 10 or 100 metres wide, there's a layer containing water. So that's what normal science tells us. And unfortunately, there's really no connection between that and dousing.
Right, so even if the CSIRO comes up with a handheld machine that you can walk around and find water, they still wouldn't win the Australian Skeptics $100,000 challenge.
Well, if it's not based on known science, they could. If it was a real advance using a new field of science, then perhaps we would hand it over. So no, we'll leave Larry Marshall with his bent spoon at this stage.
Finding water is not the point. We already know where most of it is, says ANU Professor John Williams, who was head of the CSIRO's Land and Water Division for a decade. He says Dr. Marshall is asking the wrong question.
Well, you can play with a technology that can locate groundwater. I mean, we can locate our groundwater systems from satellites, for goodness sake, with the gravitation anomaly. That's well known. But the really important thing for a national research body is to understand the recharge of the resource, the groundwater system, and a sustainable extraction rate that maintains that resource in good condition indefinitely, and to help put in place policy through the state bodies that maintain our water resources in good condition. That's what I believe is a focus ought to be for CSIRO, not making more trinkets.
That report by Paddy Manning, he's actually the biographer of Malcolm Turnbull, and his background briefing on CSIRO is still up there to read or download. The Science Show on RN.